Saga Egmund presents That Long Lost Summer by Minna Howard. Read by Maggie Ollerenshaw for Saga Egmund. Chapter 1. Staying with old friends in the south of France was the perfect place for her and Hugo to get their marriage back on track, now that they were alone again, without their beloved daughters. Flora felt a lift of hope as the taxi charged up the hill in the golden evening sun, turned sharply, and then they were there. Villa Emeraude was set in the middle of a large, sun-baked garden, not far from Grimaud and Saint-Tropez. There was a narrow drive down one side of the villa, which the taxi could easily have used to drop them by the front door, but the driver sat like a statue in the lane by the open gate and waited for them to get out. "Here we are," Flora said, relieved to be out of the stuffy taxi, although she felt a sudden onset of shyness. They hadn't seen Susie and Matt for almost 2 years, after they'd moved from living practically next door to them in London to Cambridge. A couple of months or so ago, Susie had rung and invited them to stay in the villa, which Matt had recently inherited from his grandmother. "We thought we'd spend the whole summer out there. Thanks to the internet, we can still run the business," she'd said. "The villa's not at all glamorous, but much loved." "Oh, we'd much rather that than over-the-top glitz," Flora said. And so here they were. She waited beside the taxi while Hugo paid the driver, who, with a great show of boredom, opened the boot to release their cases before driving away without a backward glance. "Here we are," Hugo echoed. A bright pink bougainvillea sprawled up the walls of the biscuit-coloured villa, the windows framed by light blue shutters. A few large-bellied terracotta pots, stuffed with flowering plants, stood on the sun-baked stone slabs in front of the villa, with a couple of skinny dark green fir trees standing to attention by the blue front door. Hugo hovered at the door for a moment, wondering whether to pull the metal bell chain, but Susie had seen them through the window and opened the front door, smiling. "Hugo and Flora, you've arrived." She hugged Hugo and then Flora. "Oh, it's so good to see you. It's been far too long. But now we've got this villa, it makes it so much easier to have people to stay. Come in and I'll show you to your room. Oh, we've had a slight drama. A stray cat has had kittens in our airing cupboard." "Oh, that's a nuisance," Flora said. "Matt saw her yesterday. He said she looked fat, but somehow didn't think she was pregnant. Anyway, Sylvia, who is also staying, is a real cat person, so I've put her in charge." She shrugged. "Someone might turn up to claim them." "How many are there?" Flora asked. She preferred dogs herself, but there was no doubt that kittens were adorable. 3 at the last count, maybe more by now. It's not that I don't like them, but I hope we won't be overrun. And when we leave here at the end of the summer, what happens then? Sylvia said not to disturb them." Susie looked harassed. "Luckily your beds were made before she commandeered the airing cupboard, so at least you've got clean sheets. We've all been out all day and are now changing for supper. Not smart, you know. We've been swimming in the sea and are quite bedraggled." Susie was not at all bedraggled. She looked wonderful in a floaty blue cotton dress with red flowers on the bodice, her blonde hair newly washed. Flora felt hot and dirty in her once pristine white trousers and now crumpled pale green shirt. She was glad there would be time for a shower before supper. The interior of the villa was a warren of rooms. It had started off long ago as a modest place, bought by Matt's grandparents as a bolt hole after the war. They'd gradually built on rooms as the family grew. Matt had joked to Susie that he'd only married her, so he didn't have to be crammed into a room with his male cousins when he came to visit his grandparents. Although they had been well built, these extensions gave the villa a rather haphazard look. The place was crammed with furniture left to them by members of the family after death.